This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, now that was a mind blow. That should not have happened. Oh, no, I'm mad. All right. Okay. Well, one of my favorite things I like to eat, you know, in the morning is meat. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not a vegetarian. Big shock. Surprise there. I wish I could be because you guys are a hell of a lot more healthier than I'll ever be. But I like having some meat in the morning. And so there's a sandwich I get from Einstein's Bagels where it's pesto and chicken and cheese on a bagel. It is so good. Okay, so as I'm sitting there prepping, you know, my show, and I know some of you guys listen to my show dinner time, but right now for me it's breakfast time, okay? I reach and I take my first half of sandwich, and it is stocked full of meat. I mean, it is juicy. A lot of pesto sauce, stocked full of meat, and I'm like, wow, they made this sandwich really good today. So I reach for the second half, and the second half only has a couple pieces, chunks of chicken. What happened? They must have sliced it in half, but not in half, more like an 80-20 as opposed to a 50-50. So here I'm expecting a nice, meaty, juicy, pesto-y second half, and it didn't happen. So my panties are all up in a bunch now. This is not happening. So you know what? You go to the chocolate. That's the only way. You know, after having a bad meal, you just got to go to the chocolate. And it was a good meal. It was delicious. It's just I was expecting two halves to be that meaty. I didn't realize I was eating an 80%, 20%. So that's a problem. It's a problem. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Oh, boy, got some shark attacks that happened. We have Governor Jerry Brown, California, endorsing Hillary Clinton. Talk about that. Apparently, there is a disturbance in the force as the new Star Wars spinoff, Rogue One, had some major problems, and we'll talk about that. I'm always interested in Star Wars news, okay? They say Americans and Brits are among the world's happiest workers. Do I sound happy? I am. I'm very, very happy. I am. And well, you know what? GCN treats me really well. Toro University treats me really well, so I'm happy. A lot of you guys aren't happy, so you're going to hate listening to this. We have the 6 best foods to fight pain. So when you're hurting, rather than reaching for a narcotic, okay, we tell you to reach for some fruit. Bear with me, guys. Bear with me. By the way, speaking of narcotics, there's a story that's come out, study that's come out, saying one of the reasons why narcotics may be so addictive is because if you take a narcotic for a short period of time, your pain actually does increase. And so we're not talking about a fathoming of it or a perception of it. There was a study where they looked at rats and they found that giving pain medicine to them actually worsened the pain for a hell of a lot longer than the short amount of time they took the pain medicine. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about many of you like Viagra, and I understand that, okay? And you know, Viagra takes about an hour to work, right? You know, you have to take about an hour before sex. Sometimes you can take it a half hour before sex, but most of these medications takes about an hour to work. So if I have a headache that night, yeah, I basically got a half hour for my Excedrin migraine or my Tylenol to kick in. Well, now they have a Viagra patch that's supposed to work minutes, which means men, you know, before you, you know, slap that patch on, you put on your arm or your abdomen, okay? You need to make sure she's ready. Because if she's like, nah, let me shave my legs, let me change out of my moo-moo, you know, that's what I do. It's going to be over and done with. So we're going to talk about that. Then, many of us are going to be dealing with an excessive heat warning. And I'll explain to you what those excessive heat warnings are and why the heat could be so dangerous and so deadly. And then I'm very honored to be joined by a Dr. Karen Deuce. I am so honored to call her a colleague. She's an associate professor of microbiology and immunology in the basic sciences department at Troy University, Nevada. And she's going to help us, you know, kind of sift through what do we need to do with these superbugs. And why do these antibiotics eventually fail? And what do we need to do beyond antibiotics to kill these bugs? She's brilliant. So we're very honored to have her. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope many of you guys had a nice few days off. I was not invited to a barbecue this year. Now, I was at a bar mitzvah on Saturday. Little Cindy Adishak got bar mitzvahed, and oh, she just did amazing. And then I was invited to an engagement party. Our friends Ryan and Ryan Sachs and Desi Salamani got engaged, so I was invited to that. But nobody invited me to any barbecue. And I know why. No, I have friends. Listen, I was at two events, okay, this weekend. No, I have friends. I think I do. No, what it is I'm a party pooper. Okay, you remember last week I was talking about barbecue risks, and I forgot to mention the bristles, you know, how the brush bristles, grill bristles, unfortunately get into the food and then people choke, or it scrapes the lining of the bowel. Well, you know, I don't know what to bring to the conversation when I'm at these barbecues. Jerry Doyle had an event. You know what? He did invite me, but because I was taking a scuba class, he was like, no, that's fine. You don't have to come. That's fine. You don't have to come. And I was like, no, you know what, man? I'm going to try to make it to your barbecue. He's like, no, that's okay. I just did a pity invite. I love Jerry Doyle. But anyway, when I'm there and around the grill, you know, and everybody, you know, I like hanging out with the guys. Okay, you know, I don't do as well with the women as I do with the guys, you know, so I'm hanging out with the guys, everyone's having beer, you know, so I start to talk about the carcinogens, you know, that are coming up and about blackening the meat and that causing cancer and the grill brushes, and I think people just don't want me around. I just don't. Tom, didn't you have a grill party?
I did.
And why didn't you invite me?
Because you're in Nevada and I thought
lame.
You were kind of busy.
Lame excuse.
Yeah, well,
you didn't want me there because I was going to talk about carcinogens.
Oh, please, we don't care.
Well, thank you for making me feel better. All right, guys, don't go away. Dr. Karen Deuce is going to be joining us. Let's talk about superbugs. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for Life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
We're to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you. I was really bad with bones, by the way, in medical school. I didn't know I had to name all 206 of them because I didn't know there was 206. That was already, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, so I'm very excited for our next guest. She is Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences, Microbiology, and Immunology at Touro University, Nevada. And she is here to help us make sense of what is going on with these superbugs. Dr. Deuce, how you doing?
Good. Thanks, Dahlia. Please call me Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Sorry, I've been calling you Karen this whole time. Sorry,
that's
Karen.
Okay.
By the way, Karen is sexier. Yeah, you have to meet her. She is so cute. So I love that you use Karen because, you know, I did that with Dahlia. I tried to, you know, make my name sound sexier, you know, and it worked. It really did. I don't know with who, but it worked. Anyway, tell us what's been going on in the latest with this superbug and it now being resistant to colestin.
So colestin is a really interesting antibiotic, and it works kind of like soap. So you know how when you have, a lot of soap and a lot of oil in your dishwater, when you're washing dishes and you add your, you know, your soap, whatever it is, to wash dishes, and the grease kind of balls up, right?
Yep.
Well, that's kind of what colistin does to the little cell membranes of microbes, because the cell membranes of microbes are basically fat.
Mm.
And so it acts like a detergent, and it gets there, and it ruins the membrane, and then stuff comes in, and stuff goes out, and the bug's not happy, and it dies.
Wow, and it's not a new drug. I mean, it's been around for about 50 years.
No, it's been around for a long time, but it tends to not do so well. Your kidneys don't care for it, and so it's what we call nephrotoxic,
mm-hmm.
Your neurons don't like it either, so we also call it neurotoxic. And so it has a lot of side effects. So it only gets used when it's the only thing left to use.
Okay. All right. And, you know, how do superbugs, and I know I've told my listeners many times how, you know, I see, you know, these bacteria, you know, be able to kind of overcome the initial blast of antibiotics, and then those make progeny that are resistant. But you probably have a much more scientific way of explaining. How do superbugs form?
So with respect to this new derived superbug, there's a little piece of DNA that the bug shares with its neighbors, and it's called a plasmid. And this little plasmid is kind of like a ring of DNA. So it doesn't actually – it's not part of the regular DNA of the bug. It's kind of an add-on, shall we say. And the bugs are really clever about passing these little things on. So if you think about E. coli, they have these little things called sex pillars. Yes, microbes do have sex, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they can actually poke each other. You know, one will grow one, and then the other one will allow itself to be poked with it, and then the plasmid can pass from one to another.
See, I know this is a family show. I know, but you know, luckily we're using all this code with plasmid. For any of you moms with the kids in the back of the minivan, cover their ears because this is really getting rated PG-13.
So, anyway, what happens is one bug gets it from another bug, and then they pass it on. And like you said, if they manage to survive the antibiotic because they've passed on the plasmid, then as they, well, they get pooped out, right, because they're E. coli and they tend to live in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And
so pooped out literally.
Yes, literally
right.
Pooped out. And this happens with animals, too. And animals are also fed a lot of antibiotics because it happens to make them grow faster. And so these plasmids get spread around, and pretty soon they get picked up by humans or other animals, and that's how the resistance seems to have traveled globally. So they first found it in China a few years ago, the resistance, this plasmid in the bugs, and now they've found it in Europe, and now they've had basically a first case here in the U.S. just recently.
For those of you joining us, we are talking to Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology in the Basic Sciences Department at Touro University in Nevada. Yes, now we're hearing that the first case has now, you know, come to the U.S. And we've been dealing with drug-resistant bugs, the MRSA, the CREs. We've been dealing with, resistance. The reason why this is such an issue is because, as you said earlier, this was the last resort bacteria. Do you know how they're trying to treat this woman in Pennsylvania, this 49-year-old? It was E. coli, like you said. It was in her urinary tract, so we believe she came in for a urinary tract infection or a bladder infection, and when they did the culture, they found this. If it
right.
is resistant to colistin, do you know how they're trying to treat it?
They're treating it with other things. So luckily, we have a lot of antibiotics, and they do a lot of weird things to bugs. And so even though it is a last resort, it's not the ultimate
right.
last resort. So there are a few other things that I'm sure they're throwing at it.
Yeah, Dr. Deuce brings up a good point.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get a culture back, and it'll say it's resistant to Cipro. But you'll have already taken
right.
the Cipro, and you'll say, but I'm fine. Why is that? Well, because it's overall the majority. Oh, by the way, you know, I talked to them about how when I was in microbiology, we would take these little Petri dishes, and we would plate the bacteria on the Petri dish, and they would throw these discs. Do they still do
yes.
that in terms of finding sensitivity? Excellent.
They do. that's the best way to do it, because you can not only find the ones that are sensitive, but you can kind of measure what they call the zone of clearance around the little disc and determine whether it's really, really resistant or if it's only slightly resistant.
A zone of clearance.
So if it's really, really resistant, there will be basically hardly any death. There won't be any zone around the little disc.
That makes sense.
If it's only very slightly resistant, there still is probably going to be a decent sized zone.
We're talking to Dr. Karen Deuce.
We're
talking to Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology in the Basic Sciences Department at Toro University in Nevada. So, you know, Dr. Deuce, if, let's say, this is what we keep on doing. We keep, you know, making more antibiotics and these superbugs outsmart them. What can we do to kill bacteria non-antibiotic-wise? You know, light therapy, zapping them with lasers. You know, my listeners would like to know, is there any cool stuff around the bend that we could do where we bypass this whole antibiotic resistance?
Well, I love that you asked that, because I'm actually looking into that very idea. And we're looking to zap them with little viruses.
Oh, amazing. Oh,
yeah.
This is like Avengers-style stuff. This is great.
So, you know, just like we have things like HIV and flu and measles and chickenpox, right, bacteria also have little viruses that attack and kill them, and they're called bacteriophages, or phages for short.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically tiny, tiny little viruses. They're related to the ones that attack human cells, but these guys don't like human cells. They can't grow in human cells because bacteria are so different.
Right.
From human cells, which is why antimicrobials and antibiotics work, right? Because they take advantage of all those differences.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the same thing, only we're basically trying to find viruses little phages that will specifically attack bacteria that we're interested in looking at. And we're not the only groups doing that. There are a lot of people all over the world that are doing it.
That's exciting. You know, a question that I got when I was, you know, doing private practice, I no longer do private practice because now I teach with you at Toro, and thank God I teach with you, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing, so I get to look over your shoulder, Dr. Deuce, so thank you for being there. Please don't leave my side.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and you're so fun to have around.
I know. I don't know anything. I make everybody feel so, so smart over there. Now I forgot my question. Oh, no. I am still going to get fired by the network for this. Dr. Deuce, before we leave, I do want to invite you back, because I'm going to want to talk about viruses and cancer, how they're using viruses such as the HIV virus to fight cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, so viruses are really handy-dandy little elements because you can switch out their genes for other genes if you want to. And you can take advantage of the fact that viruses are very, very good at picking out the target cell that they want to attack. So viruses don't just kill all our cells. Well, very few of them do. Mostly they want one particular type of cell. They want an epithelial cell, or they want a nerve cell, or they want, you know, a heart cell or a liver cell.
Safer than standard chemotherapy.
Right, because the virus will only go for, what people are doing is they're trying to target the specific little proteins that sprout on cancer cells and aren't sprouting on normal cells.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Dr. Deuce, I cannot wait to have you come back on. I'm honored you took the time with us. I know you're busy talk to my listeners. We'll definitely have you back, Dr. Deuce. Thank you again so much.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. That was really fun. Bye-bye.
Anytime. See you soon. All right, guys. When we come back, there's a disturbance in the Force. What's going on with the new Star Wars movie? We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-726-5635 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-726-5635. That's 800-726-5635. 800-726-5635.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we got the Rebel Forces, we got the Clone Forces, and I don't know all the forces we have in Star Wars, but I'm a Star Wars fan, not to the degree where I know, you know, all the planets like Tatooine and all the other areas, and I don't really have, you know, Death Star posters all over my room. But I have to admit, when I was watching previews, waiting for a movie to come on, about a month or two ago, and all of a sudden you heard the Star Wars music, you know, and I mean, ever since a little kid, I mean, that, you know, that tune, oh, I wish I had it to play you guys, but it just in the background, just a little bit of that violin, and you're like, wait a second, that's Star Wars. I turned and I looked at the screen, because I was on my phone when I wasn't supposed to. And I heard that there was going to be a movie called Rogue One. It didn't seem to have any of the characters that are usually in the Star Wars movies. And I was like, well, what the heck is this? I mean, we know Star Wars 2. They're supposed to, no, I don't know if it's Star Wars 2. I think it's, what, Star Wars 10? I don't know. But there's supposed to be another Star Wars movie coming out. But this was a spinoff. And as soon as I saw what they were doing, I was like, okay, the trailer looks good, but I'm worried. Okay, and are they going too far? Are they overstepping their bounds? Because here's the thing.
If Star Wars has one bad movie, and I know a lot of you think The Phantom Menace was a bad Star Wars movie. I don't think it was. I left that movie thinking they did a good job. Okay, so, I mean, technically we have not had a Star Wars movie that bombed. Well, what we're being told is Disney bosses are so alarmed at how bad this new spin-off movie Rogue One is that they now have ordered 4 weeks of expensive reshoots that are supposed to be done in July in a bid to salvage the project. And so, I mean, The Force Awakens did a great job. That was good. And will you guys please hurry up and see it, because we need to talk about some things that happened, and I haven't been able to talk about it because of spoiler alerts, which, I mean, the movie's been out for a year, I guess, right? 6 months? Come on, people. But this Rogue One movie, I was very nervous about, because now that Disney has Star Wars, and, you know, you still have, you don't have George Lucas in the mix as much as, you know, he was at the forefront of the other movies, you worry. Because if they destroy the Star Wars saga, that will, you know, destroy generations. I think it is so cool that my kids are into Star Wars, just like I was in the 70s and 80s. And I want this to continue such that when my grandkids want to see a movie, and it's, I don't know, Finding Dory 7, or the choice between that and a Star Wars movie, I'm hoping they want to see the Star Wars movie so I don't have to see the Dory movie. Even though, yes, I like Nemo, and I am looking forward to this Dory movie, I think after a while they're going to be done as well. So, anyway. So, Rogue One, they said, quote-unquote, has fallen short of what J.J. Abrams did with Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. So, Disney has ordered reshoots. They say here that, I guess the producer that worked on Godzilla is the one that, was it Gareth Edwards? Yeah, director Gareth Edwards had done Godzilla. So, from what we understand, he, who's the up-and-coming director that's been, you know, doing some pretty good blockbusters, he's the one they say is to blame for this. Here's the problem. It could be a good movie, but Star Wars has certain standards. Okay? I mean, when we were younger, what are the movies that we would have remembered as being blockbusters and being, okay, well, the Star Wars, definitely. E.T., no. I could not stand E.T. I didn't know. No, but barely E.T. would be counted as that. Close Encounters, that was a blockbuster. Jaws, okay, these are things very memorable. My kids don't know about Close Encounters, but they know about Jaws, and they know about Star Wars. And then I made them watch the Die Hards, because I think Die Hards deserve to be in that, as well as the Back to the Future movies. So, you know, they can make a good movie, but it needs to be a blockbuster. Because if it's a blockbuster, then they get to sell the, you know, they get to sell the little, what do they call them? The, I don't know, little toys. Yeah, little handheld, yeah, the toys, or they get to sell the, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, it has to be. So, I will tell you if the Force disrupts any more than that. I think they had to bring on Forrest Whitaker to also make this movie work. So, I'll let you guys know as we find out, but it's kind of scary. Because, you know, I mean, my whole, you know, movie plans when I'm a grandparent depends on how good this movie become. So, just, I hope they get their acts together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A French court has okayed the transfer to Spain of a dead man's frozen sperm so that the widow could be inseminated. The couple, who used to live in France, want to have a child. Unfortunately, the husband died last year. His widow, who then returned to Spain, her home country, asked the French administration to allow her to use her husband's sperm. Using a dead man's sperm for insemination is illegal in France, but in Spain, the procedure is authorized within 12 months following the death. Now, the French Council of State ruled Thursday that in this quote-unquote very particular situation, applying French law would have disproportionate consequences. The husband had explicitly given his consent before his death to allow his sperm to be used. You know, this is something you all may want to think about, okay? If you have not had children, and, you know, it's interesting, you know, we have health insurance, some of us try to have life insurance, And I hope many of you are getting your life insurance early. You got to be careful with some of them because some of them are term where, you know, 25 years later, you know, it doesn't, you have to get a brand new policy. And that's a little frustrating because, you know, if you buy when you're 20 and now you're 45 and then you have to start all over again, it's more expensive. So if you can find the non-term ones, I think that's better. But again, I'm not an insurance expert. And I'm sure many of you who are will want to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But, one, I think, very important insurance policy is to be able to have progeny. And to freeze sperm or eggs, I think, is a very underutilized gift that's out there. And I understand it's expensive. I get that. But, you know, it's a means, you know, to allow you and your genes to carry on. You know, there's been some debate, well, if somebody dies early, you know, does that, is there, you know, sperm faulty? Would anybody want to use that? Well, one is it's being donated when you're healthy. And two, many people that die young don't die from a disease, but they die from an accident or from an environmental type of issue. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's adulteration of the genes. So, I think about that. Okay. I mean, if you've always wanted to have a kid and currently there's it's not the right time, you know, maybe freezing your sperm or freezing your eggs is a good thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In cardiovascular news, the FDA has pulled the approval of niacin and fibrates in combination with statins because they say there's lack of cardiovascular benefit. This decision now affects the indication of using these niacin extended-release medicines like Niaspan and the fenofibrate, or the fenofibric acid medicines like Trilipix, all right, as well as AbbVie's Advocor and Symcor, both which have niacin and a statin. Now, remember Niaspan was approved back in 1997, back in 1997. That's now like almost 20 years ago. Can you believe it? And they had suggested that if you use it with simvastatin or with levosetin, it could treat primary hyperlipidemia or high cholesterol or mixed dyslipidemia with the high triglycerides. And then Trilipix gained FDA approval in 2008 for several indications, and it was supposed to be an adjunct, using it with diet and using it in combination with a statin. But what was so fascinating about that medication, it was found to increase HDL cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol. Now, apparently, the FDA, after looking at several large outcome trials, they've decided that scientific evidence no longer supports using this drug. So, we'll keep you guys posted. Doesn't mean it's bad for you, but it's just the FDA proving its approval, can actually hurt the company and its sales. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
All right, guys. We are back in the Doc Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. My son just texted me saying, he's out of school now, and I guess he's home, and he's saying the house was shaking for about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I doubt it was shaking that long. So he thinks there was an earthquake. Now, I live in southern Nevada. I haven't heard of any reports. If any of you guys hear any reports, please call me at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. He doesn't want to come to mommy. I was like, oh, come to mommy. Drive over here. He's like, I don't want to drive, and I'm fine. And no, he doesn't do drugs. No, he doesn't. He said the house was shaking. So I don't know what else would make the house shake if we didn't just experience an earthquake. I did not feel where I am. And I'm only like 7-8 miles away from him. And I didn't feel any shaking. So I'm not sure what he felt. But maybe somebody was, digging into the caliche next to him. I don't know. But I need to find that out. No, I do not need to drug test him. I really think he felt something.
You always wonder, right? Yeah, that's what makes me not so much a fun parent, because, you know, the first thing I always think whenever somebody's talking to me about something is I don't think that it's the truth, or I don't think that they've experienced it. I always think drugs, you know? And I've done that with my kids many times. You know, they'd be in the second grade, and they're like, you know, Mom, you know, I heard that, you know, the next, I don't know, Viggo Mortensen movie is bad. And, you know, I don't think that maybe they're correct. I'm thinking, well, it's got to be drugs. And that's, you know, and it's a shame because, you know, your kids want to think that Mommy has faith in them. But, I, you know, yeah. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an excessive heat warning is being given now by the National Weather Service for many parts of the country. And many of you guys want to know what the heck that is. All right, so here we go. Now, what I did is I went to the National Weather Service website. Okay, I figured that's the best place to go if they're the ones giving these heat warnings. And they say an excessive heat warning is issued within, now get this, it's usually issued within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions. The general rule of thumb for this warning is when the maximum heat index, now remember, the heat index isn't temperature. The heat index is your combination of temperature and humidity. Okay? Because many of you guys, you're like, oh, wait a second, it never breaks 90 where I live, but I could have an excessive heat warning. Well, if you have the humidity, that could change the heat index, you see? So that's the key to this, maximum heat index. If the heat index temperature is expected to be 105 degrees, excuse me, or higher for at least 2 days, and the nighttime air temperatures do not drop below 75 degrees, then you could possibly be going into a excessive heat warning. Now, mind you, the criteria could vary across the country, all right? But you still need to take precautions, and any heat warning, don't think, well, again, we rarely get above 90 degrees. That must mean with the humidity, you're in trouble. Now, there are excessive heat watches, okay? So with the heat warning, you need to take action, and we'll talk about that. Heat watches, you need to be prepared. They say heat watches are issued when conditions are favorable for an excessive heat event over the next 24 to 72 hours. So a heat warning is like, guys, in the next 12 hours, it's going to be bad. A heat watch is over the next few days, you need to watch, okay? So it's when the risk of heat wave is increased, but the occurrence and timing is still uncertain. So, like, guys, be prepared. A heat advisory happens, okay? You need to take action. They say a heat advisory is issued within 12 hours of the onset of the extremely dangerous heat conditions, and it's when the maximum heat index temperature is going to be 100 degrees or higher for at least 2 days, and the nighttime air temperatures don't drop below 75. And so it's a little less than an excessive heat warning. So rather than 105 degrees is the max, it's 100 degrees roughly, okay? By the way, it's not supposed to just hit it for a second or two. They say it has to be greater than 100 degrees for the heat advisory or 105 degrees for the excessive heat warning for more than 3 hours a day for at least 2 days in a row. So, it, you know, 3 hours of that time, that's enough to kill anybody, okay? And then you have excessive heat outlooks. Excessive heat outlooks are issued when the potential exists for an excessive heat event over the next week, 3 to 7 days. And so it kind of gives you an outlook, meaning, you know, like the weather outlook, et cetera. Okay, so we're going to talk more about sunscreen, but what I want to talk about now really quickly are some of the you know, some of the things that happen, okay? You know, you're going to be outside, and you're going to be like, okay, well, how do I go from feeling normal to heat stroke? Well, the first thing that happens when you're outside in the heat is you get heat cramps. Now, heat cramps are these painful spasms that could occur in your arms, your legs, your abdomen, and we think what happens is because you start to sweat, you lose a lot of your salts as well as your fluids. But when you start to lose your salts, like your potassium and salt, potassium and like sodium chloride, your muscles don't like that. So cramps ensue. So your job is to get out of the heat, get some hydration, get some electrolytes in you, okay, and try to cool down. Because heat cramps can sometimes be the first sign. Now, let's say you don't go inside. You're like, you know what? I was exercising. I was playing football. I'm good. Leave me alone. I'm sore from working out the other day. Then you could start to go into heat exhaustion. Heat exhaustion is where you become more and more dehydrated. You start to sweat profusely. You may look pale. You may look clammy. Your heart rate starts to increase because your heart rate is trying to kind of compensate for the lack of fluid in your blood. So it starts to increase the heart rate to increase your cardiac output with whatever fluid you have. Okay, this could be very dangerous. You could start getting dizzy. You could get weak. You could even faint. Now, by the way, I wrote this article on the KDWN website or on my Facebook or Twitter. If you guys want this information, I really urge you to read it. I made it very easy to read. So, if there is heat stroke, okay, if there is, then, I should just not say heat stroke, but heat exhaustion. You need to bring that person indoors. You need to give them baby sips of fluid. Don't start having them guzzle down because they could vomit it. You want them to take in the fluid. So start giving them sips of fluid. Take off any excessive clothing. Cool the body down with cool and wet cloths to the underarms and the body. And if they don't look like they're getting better, they're starting to throw up, you need to call 911. Now, heat stroke, this is bad because it could be fatal. You have to call 911 if you are suspecting heat stroke. You need to bring the victim indoors away from sunlight, lie them down, remove unnecessary clothing, cool their body down with the cool compresses, and you need to start watching for signs of heat stroke. So their breathing could change. They could seize. They could lose consciousness. Now, the big mistake a lot of people do is they'll try to give fluids to them if they're unconscious. Don't. It could go into their lungs. They could aspirate. So you're going to see online, you're going to be like, wait a second. It's saying don't give fluids to a heat stroke victim and you'll get confused. If you have a heat stroke victim, call 911 because they'll walk you through it. If the person is conscious and they're like, you know what, they're breathing heavy, but they look conscious, you could try doing some sips of fluid, okay? Because, again, dehydration can kill them. But if you don't think they could swallow, do not give them fluids. Also, don't be giving aspirin or acetaminophen. Don't be doing that because, again, the body cannot metabolize it properly, all right? Because, again, their body is now in crisis mode. So they may not know what the heck to do with the Tylenol. So don't be doing that. Remember, your young children and your elderly individuals are going to be more vulnerable because their body can't cope with temperature changes like adults, healthy adults can. And they may not say anything. So grandma may just be sitting there staring out into the backyard and you think she's fine. Meanwhile, she could be going through heat stroke. You need to get them out of the heat, to get them out of the sun, or just don't invite them, okay? I mean, honestly. You need to make sure you plan that there's plenty of fluids. Make sure you don't overexert yourself. Don't have a football game planned if there's going to be a heat warning such as this. Make sure the pets are inside. Don't be drinking alcohol. And we want you to have fun. Remember, if you can't take the heat, get out of the heat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.